Sí, letra que
Can you guys
Town
online see PowerPoint?
What?
The town is voting on our teacher contract, my town. Don't give him any. Better case he looks, don't give him any.
Liz Waters, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We might want to ask people to mute themselves, though.
Yes, please mute yourself if you're on here. And can you see the shared screen?
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You call this to order.
No, the town moderator does.
Okay, my bad. Sorry. It may be quiet. Mr. Ferrantino, I guess I am. Yes.
Well, when we get started.
Okay.
Ready?
Whatever you gotta do.
Okay. All right, folks. Kathy was kind enough to get here and bail us out of our technical difficulties. I'm Tom Fiorentino. I'm the town moderator. You got to go easy on me. It's only my second day on the job. We're going to get started. I'm going to properly introduce the meeting. This is the town of Bolton call for a special town meeting. The legal voters of the town of Bolton are hereby warned and notified to meet in a special town meeting at the Bolton Town Hall, 222 Bolton Center Road, Bolton, Connecticut, on Wednesday, October 11th at 6 p.m., for the following purpose: to consider and act upon the approval of the professional agreement between the Bolton Board of Education and the Bolton Education Association, parentheses, teachers contract, for the period July 1, 2024 to June 30th, 2027. This is pursuant to the Town of Bolton Charter, Chapter 9, Section 9.3, Number 10, dated in Bolton, Connecticut, this 27th day of September 2023, and this has been signed off by the Board of Selectmen, Pam Sawyer, Robert Moyer, Robert DiPietro, Michael Aramita, and Adam Teller. There's a return of notice signed by Jim Rupert. Jim states he hereby certifies that on September 28th, 2023, he left a duplicate of the foregoing and attached warning and notice of the special town meeting of the town of Bolton was with Elizabeth C. Waters, its town clerk. He further certifies that he caused a copy of this warning and notice to be published in the Hartford Courant, a newspaper having a circulation in said town of Bolton. He certifies that on September 28, 2023, he set upon the signpost within the limits of the town and all other places designated by the town a written copy of said warning and notice signed by the Board of Selectmen, and further certifies that all of the above acts were done by Jim Rupert at least 5 days before the holding of said meeting on October 11, 2023. This return of notice is signed and dated Bolton, Connecticut, September 28, 2023. And it's certified by the town clerk that the foregoing notice and return of notice were duly recorded in the records. So just for some general housekeeping, only people present today can vote. Those of you online are not allowed to vote. Only the people present in the meeting house, in the meeting hall, are allowed to vote. And then as a practical suggestion, recommendation, let's just respect everybody, give everybody a time to speak. Try to limit your words. We're gonna start with the first speaker and go through the room. Anybody who has anything else to say after that will come after everybody's had an opportunity to speak. We also have to be cognizant of the people who are listening online. They will have an opportunity to speak as well. But as I stated, they don't have the right to vote. Only those present have the right to vote today. I think we're going to start with Superintendent Heck. She's going to give a presentation with regard to this contract, and then we'll go from there.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. Well,
I need like a boost, I think. Good evening, everybody. I'm Kristen Hack, Superintendent of Schools. Nice to see you all. Thank you for coming out tonight. Attached is a presentation that goes over the tentative agreement with the Bolton Education Association for 2024 to 2027. So this first slide shares with you information about settlement data for all of the teachers' unions that bargained for the 23 to 26 school years, with the state of Connecticut average being 2.08%. You see the four districts that are right around us, Ashford, Hebron, Lebanon, and Manchester, their average came in at 13.24%. The data so far this year that has been already negotiated in the state of Connecticut closed out contracts, the average is a 12.23% over 3 years. And this contract with the BEA for Bolton came in at 12.12%. Here are the changes as they are borne out with salaries. So in 2024 and 25, it is a 1.5% increase below top step and a 3% increase at top step. Drop step two. In this current contract, we drop step one. It's still listed as step one, but it's blank. It's a whole convoluted process in a teacher's contract. And that bears out to a 4.53% total. And you see the number there. I want to explain this piece, though. This is based off that particular base, which was the base in July when we began negotiating. If a teacher retires, and I anticipate we will have some retirements at the end of the school year based on the number of staff we have who, in fact, can retire, that base already drops. So that number that you see, the 295,515, it will not be that number. And that is borne out from previous years as well, because there are always changes that occur. In the next year, it's a 1.3% below top step and a 2.25% at top step, dropping step three, and then renumbering the steps 1 through 10. The board has been working over the last couple of contracts to reduce the number of steps that there are in our contracts. And some of the reasoning behind dropping really what are the first two steps right now in this contract, even though they're number two and three, is because we are not competitive for starting salaries regarding anyone else around us. So when we post positions, new teachers don't even want to necessarily look at Bolton because we are so much lower than other area districts. We become more competitive within the middle part of the contract, but at the beginning, we were way too low. And in the last year of the contract, it's a 1.3% below top step increase and 2.25% at top step. And you see the totals there for all 3 years for the 12.12%. There are also stipends in the contract. So this just bears out for you the changes in stipends, and it's a 1.1% increase each year for the stipends, with a total increase per year of $3,500. That's for all sports, all activities that have teachers who, you know, run it, whether it's student government or whatever the case may be. In addition, we have changes to the benefits. So in this year's contract, the employee premium cost share is 20% for health insurance and 16% for dental. And you can see there, the district has the other share of that. So in 24-25, we negotiated 21% for both health and dental. So 1% increase for health and a 5% increase in dental, just to level it all off. And the teachers were willing to do that. A 0.5% increase in the second year of contract and a 0.5% increase in the third year of the contract. Mm-hmm. Additional changes, a 3-year agreement for July 1, 24 to June 30, 2027. Homebound instruction and tutoring goes from $30 an hour to $32 an hour for the course of the contract. The addition of extended school year instruction for $59 per hour. That's instruction that happens in the summertime for special needs students. Addition of initial contract. So when a teacher comes in and we are negotiating, it's not really a negotiation necessarily, right? It's how many years experience do you have? And that's where you land on the salary schedule. However, this addition allows the superintendent to be able to negotiate if it's an area of shortage. For example, right now, social studies, believe it or not, I've been a social studies certified teacher for 33 years and it's never been on the list of shortage area, but this year it is. So if we had a social studies position, I would at least have some room to negotiate with someone. And the teachers were willing to do that because they understand the pickle that we get in those situations. And that changes year to year, what is an area of shortage. A change in the health insurance language to reflect the Connecticut State Partnership Plan. I want to get into that a little bit more. That's our current partner, our current insurance carrier. We had an MOU with the teachers and all of the other unions to move to that when a few years ago we were going to have like a 28% increase to health insurance. So we had to do something to fix that. However, we negotiated the same language that was in that MOU to allow for reopener language for health insurance due to changes in the fees or charges, should that occur, that would substantially increase the cost for this plan. And it would revert back to our previous plan, which was a high deductible healthcare plan. So it reverts back to what we had previously, not what we have right now. So that's a better negotiating point should we have to go into negotiations mid-contract solely on insurance. Other changes, change in excess of 5 to 3 days for the administration to request medical verification from a physician for consecutive absences or in cases of suspected abuse of sick leave. And this will be now at the individual's expense. Currently in the current contract, it's at the district's expense. So this is something I've been trying to change for a while. So we were able to change that. We put in language clarification for personal leave for religious holidays, the addition of bereavement leave for family, grandparents, in-laws, and grandchildren. Currently, the contract is vague on this piece, so we put in definitive language so it was clear to everyone what you are entitled to, which is the same thing as every other employee in the Bolton Public Schools is entitled to. We just flipped the arrival and leave time because that's what we're currently doing because we need the staff there a little earlier in the morning, more so than we need them later on in the afternoon. And we changed, we removed language in Appendix C because it reverted back to the 2012-2013 contract and we're well past that. So we can get rid of that language. Questions?
Just going to add before you ask any questions, you can come up to the podium and just since we have Liz Waters, our town clerk, listening in, she's got to pick up your name. So just speak clearly so she can get your name. If you're a town resident, then please list your address as well.
Thank you. Kawan Gordon, 23 Golf Lane, right here in Mobin. So in the previous slide you just showed, the first bullet point where you had approval for absences, I think by physicians, is that including physicians' assistants, APRNs? What's the scope on that?
Honestly, we take it from a physician's assistant or an APRN, because lots of times you can't even see a physician.
Exactly. That's the point I was going to get. Okay.
Yeah.
That was all. Thanks.
Great question. Thank you.
Laura Webb at 93 Volpe Road. I'm curious as to what's the percentage of teachers at the top step?
I'm looking to see if I have that information.
Yep.
I don't have that information. I will tell you, we have a range now because we've had a number of changes since COVID started. So it's sort of been like a revolving door in every school system mm-hmm. in the country. And we do, like I shared, have a number of middle school / elementary teachers who have indicated, I think this is it. This is year like somewhere between 35 and 37 and a half.
The reason I'm asking yes. is if you're heavy on the top step, mm-hmm. they're getting the bigger increase, if I'm reading those slides correct?
Well, so no. So let me show you why that is. So in the teacher's contract here.
So when you say 1.5 below top three.
Correct. Top. So they're going to move a step, mm-hmm. right? And that, and there's a 1.3% increase throughout the steps. So if I'm on step three this year, I go to step four next year.
Mm-hmm.
So my raise is likely going to be higher percentage wise than the person at top step.
Okay.
Because so, I'm stepping and I'm getting an okay. increase.
So people at the top step already are not getting a 3% increase.
If they're at top step, they'll get 3%. They don't move any further because there's nowhere else to go.
So they are getting 3%.
They get 3%, those at top.
Okay, so going back to your point about how you're having a hard time recruiting people, doesn't it seem like it would make more sense to give people at the lower steps higher increases than people at the top step?
Well, it's twofold. We've hired teachers at the top step in positions that are very difficult to fill, and basically you're hoping someone from another district wants to come here, even though they might have been in that district for 20 years and they're a top step there. The other piece of it is by eliminating those lower steps, we have made ourselves far more competitive. We are competitive in the middle zones of our contract compared to everyone else in the area. We're in like towards the middle. At the beginning part of our salary, we're like last or second to last.
Okay.
And at the top step, we're like in the bottom third.
So does this do anything to help you with your recruiting issue?
I hope so. I also need more people to want to be teachers.
Gotcha. The other thing is, do the steps reflect years of experience or are they just steps?
Well, once upon a time, they were put there to reflect years of experience. But in our last contract, we had a step freeze. Within the 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Within the 3 years before that, there was a step freeze. So if you've been here for 6 years, you might only be at step four, when really, if the steps really were reflective of the number of years here, you should be at step six. But
so,
that was what was negotiated.
So you're getting away from...
In this contract,
okay.
Are.
All right. So when you do your hiring, years of experience do not reflect the step they're starting.
Well, they do though there. So if you're coming to us from a neighboring district and you have, let's say you just finished your seventh year of teaching, you would be placed at step eight. It's so convoluted.
Yep.
Gotcha. Sorry. I wish I had.
My other question was, has anybody done the math on what the mill rate effect is on each of those years?
I have not done that. I don't know that anyone else has.
I think that would be good information for the taxpayers to know.
Thank you.
Does this contract give automatic increases? I'm sorry, Adam Teller. 23 Elizabeth Road. Does this contract give automatic increases to people who attain PhDs?
Well, they go down in the steps as well, or if they move over, then
But does the attainment of a PhD automatically give them a bump or a six-year certificate?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So long as it was an approved program, and then we sign off on it.
Okay. When you approve those programs, do you only approve that when the district needs that person to teach in that area?
When people, the contract is pretty much any contract in Connecticut is created in such a way. First of all, you have to have a master's degree in the state of Connecticut to maintain your teaching certificate by year 10. And if people go on for a master's plus 30, whether that's a 6 year or just 30 more, a second master's, whatever it is, they go in and put in their paperwork. It's examined to make sure that it's an accredited program. And once they meet those requirements, they have to notify us in the fall that they may be completing that by the following year so that we can
plan budget. The six-year certificates, of the people that we've paid extra to get six-year certificates, so how many of them are actually using that six-year certificate in Bolton, or how many have used it in Bolton after that?
I mean, we have people that have got 6 year certificates and gone someplace else to be an administrator.
Right. I'm just using this as an opportunity to argue that in the next round of negotiations, you work away from that concept. The concept that we're paying people to get advanced degrees that they're not going to use in Bolton makes no sense to me, and it never has in this particular context. And it's one of the things that encourages people to leave, because if they get a 6 year certificate in a district that has very few 6 year certificate jobs, what are they going to do? You're going to take a senior teacher who's probably very experienced and encourage them to look elsewhere. And that just makes no sense at all to me. If there was one thing I could change in your future negotiations, it would be that.
Fair enough. I would ask you, Adam, maybe you could share that with statewide. That would be awesome.
I've never understood why other school boards don't take that position, but somebody has to start.
Fair enough. There are board members here. I'm sure they're taking notes.
I've told them that before, I think, but at least some of them. Again, not a criticism of this contract, because I understand the context.
I hear it, and I appreciate the commentary. It's sort of like steps, which has been a thing for this board to try to narrow them down.
Any more questions? No more questions? Okay, now we'll open the floor for discussion. Just a few reminders. Only in-person voting is permitted. When you approach the podium, please clearly state your name and your address in town so our town clerk can pick things up. Anyone like to come up and speak? Any discussion at all? Any more questions? Superintendent Hecht is here. She can answer your questions if you have any. That being said, I can move the question. Anybody want to move the question?
Move the question.
Second.
Okay, the question was moved by Adam Teller. And who seconded the question? Pam Sawyer seconded the question. All in favor of accepting this contract, please raise your hands. It looks to me to be, well, I guess 20, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nine. 19 in favor, all opposed. We have 19 voters in favor of this contract, nobody opposed. And I'll thank you for your time. We'll close out now. Thank you. Thanks for attending.
Thank you, everybody, for your support.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, bye. Yeah. All right, bye.